Bader Show, The Beatles, Hard Day's Night. You know, when you listen to the lyrics, they really were pretty suggestive for 1964-65. I heard someone else analyze some of their early music. She was just 17, if you know what I mean. Even some of the lines in this song. You give me everything. I don't know. I've never really listened to them with that type of ear before. All right, let's get to this. That, of course, Jason's classic cut. Let's get to this topic. Some of you in the Green Bay audience heard me take this up earlier. There are billboards that have appeared around the Green Bay area promoting a website that have raised, these billboards have raised a whole lot of questions. Here's what the billboard says. Go to hell or stop sinning. OneSorryBastard.com. If you go to OneSorryBastard.com, you find this is attack on church-going Americans. You, the American church people, let's make sure that we are clear here. We are not talking about the people outside of the church. It's not a big surprise if they live in sin. What we are talking about is you, the church people, and the list of your heinous sins go on. You, the American church people, have made this country the rottenest nation on earth. You get a little taste of Westboro Baptist Church going on here. Primarily, it is the fault of your neutered pastors that are screwing off with the devil behind the pulpit, and God says their mouths must be stopped. Nonetheless, you are responsible for your own soul. Who told you you could kill your babies before they are born? Did Jesus tell you that? Who told you you could dress like pigs on TV? Did Jesus tell you that? Who told you you could watch what you do on the TV, internet, etc.? Did Jesus tell you that? And then he gets into gay sex and so on and so on. So basically, he's calling many people who consider themselves believers hypocrites, and that you're really the problem, the unchurched, you wouldn't expect any more from them. Not surprisingly, people of faith want to distance themselves from this. By the way, the guy behind this website also muscled his way into a pro-life protest, where he was, not protest, but march, excuse me, march, where he was told he wasn't welcome. I received an email from a listener who's offended by these billboards. Big yellow and black, and hell is in red, stop is in red, and then it drives you to the website. NBC 26 in Green Bay last night did a story on this. Apparently other people are outraged by these billboards. Jason, go ahead and play the story. I don't know if there's going to be a pre-roll ad here or not.
Wildfires in Wisconsin are a reality. One tiny ember can trigger a massive wildfire. In the midst of this destruction, over 350 structures survived.
It was inappropriate that these are around town, that he's a Christian. Other people of faith are offended by these.
Casey, billboards across Green Bay causing controversy tonight. Outdoor ads like this with questionable language of people upset and churches disgusted. NBC 26's Raquel Lamel is live at 6 with more.
The billboards put up by a man named Chris
Jay Leroy of Green Bay. And the message doesn't just end there. It extends onto his website. This billboard sits just off the highway, made very visible for drivers like Frank Bonfit.
It's just sad that people would do those things.
Other drivers shocked.
Well, it was jaw-dropping because who does that? Really, who does that?
The billboard reads, "Go to hell or stop sinning," with a link to his website. NBC 26 reached out to creator Chris J. Leroy for comment. He emailed us this statement. "At this point in time, my only comment is that the webpage is self-explanatory. That webpage pulling Bible verses saying sinners are going to hell. It has local pastors outraged."
It's highly offensive, and it's something that doesn't reflect what the gospel teaches.
McDonald says these Bible verses are being taken out of context.
The Bible says that it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Mm-hmm. And so this turn or burn philosophy doesn't cut it in this society.
And many drivers say they just hope this message gets taken down soon. Pastor McDonald says other churches know about these billboards and say they've had issues with Leroy in the past picketing outside their churches. Raquel Lamel, NBC 26.
As I said, this guy does seem to have kind of a Westboro
wildfires in Wisconsin are a real
mentality to him. Here's what's interesting, though. My listener felt that they should be taken down, that the city of Green Bay, and this is where I think it goes beyond a Green Bay issue, that the city of Green Bay should take them down. He was told, he reached out to the city. The response he got yesterday was, the city attorney says, look, it's free speech. As for pastors being offended by the content of the website, there are all sorts of hypocrites who sit in church on Sunday. Here's the way one listener is responding to this right now. Well, the one thing we do know, the mealy-mouthed pansy approach of Christians so far has only led to the near extinction of Christianity in any public square. Christians have been cowered into silence. The listener of mine who approached the city of Green Bay and was told, look, no, it's that word which NBC 26 blacked out, the word bastard, that no, that's something that is protected free speech, and we as a city aren't going to tell him he can't put that billboard up if the billboard company is willing to take his money. My listener responded, well, where then is the line? I've got to tell you, when I saw the billboards, I didn't think it was something that the city would stop or necessarily should stop. But I think the listener does ask a good question. Then where is the line? And the fact that church-going people are offended by this is his entire point. That he believes they're living a lie just by going to church for an hour or so on Sunday. I don't think that these things should be banned. But, I mean, what if he had the F-bomb up there? Would the city have to allow that? I don't know where the line is. I'll admit that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I would imagine that church-going people are more offended than non-going church people by this because he's telling them that they're living a lie. I actually think he has a right to do that, whether he's right or wrong. It's 10:15.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.